story now, a campaign group setting legal action over the decision to demolish the Edwardian wing of the old Jessop's Hospital in Sheffield. The council approved plans last year for demolition, and Eric Pickles, the community secretary, refused to review the decision. Well, a national organisation called Save Britain's Heritage has written to the council about possible legal action. Earlier on the show, we heard from Valerie Bayliss from the Victorian Society. She told us why they think the building is so significant.
This was, as English Heritage has pointed out, an early example of the development of services, maternity services for women, in the back end of the 19th century. And this was very unusual at the time. Thomas Jessop, who was a steel man, started by funding a very small hospital down in Fig Tree Lane with just six beds. Actually, the building's still there. He's got a plaque on. But, of course, the demand was enormous. So he decided he put some of his spare cash into building a brand new hospital, and the result of that was the Victorian part of Jessop's Hospital in Levy Grieve Road. And then they got the same architect 30 years later to build the Edwardian arm of it at right angles, and that's the one that the fuss is now about.
So obviously we asked the council and we asked the university to come on the show this morning, and they both told us no. In a statement from the council, they said that they'd taken legal advice and have been advised not to comment, but they would defend their position if raised, if in court. Joining us now is Clem Cecil from Save Britain's Heritage. Clem, good morning.
Good morning, Toby.
So tell us why you think this building should be saved.
Well, for starters, it's a Grade 2 listed building, so it's already been recognised of national significance. And carrying on from what Valerie from the Victorian Society said, it's of a piece with the earlier building, which was saved and adapted for the university. And it's got a dialogue with the church across the road in the sense that it forms part of its historic setting. And it's part of a great period of civic pride and achievement for Sheffield, built on the money of this great philanthropist, Jessop, and built by the same architect. That's incredibly unusual 30 years later. But essentially, the main reason is that because it can be saved, it could be adapted and reused by the university.
Well, they say not. They say it will cost too much money.
Well, in terms of the NPPF, that's the National Policy on Planning, they've got to prove, because it's a listed building and there's no way around that, they've got to prove that the public benefit will outweigh the harm. If you lose a public asset, which is a listed building that everyone can enjoy, you've got to prove that the benefits outweigh that. And we feel that they failed to do so because we totally understand the need for a university to keep expanding and keep at the forefront of the great universities. That's absolutely vital. But our organisation has proved over and over again that it's possible to reuse old buildings, and that often the very fact that they are old and part of a city's heritage brings something that a modern building cannot bring.
So what would you like to see happen? Well, what kind of legal action could you take?
Well, in the pre-action letter that we've written to the council, we've asked them to reconsider their decision. And if they don't, if they refuse to, then it could go to judicial review.
And what do you think? What are you saying in that? What makes you think you're right?
Well, it's because of the national planning policy. We're saying that we believe in their decision that they've had disregard. They've misinterpreted the national planning policy, and so in that case, it deserves to be reviewed in court if national law has been misinterpreted or misapplied. And so the idea is, I mean, it's not just to get into endless legal wrangling. The aim is to have a constructive outcome for the building.
Why do you think Eric Pickles refused to get involved?
Well, of course, I don't know exactly why, but I do know that he talks a lot about localism at the moment and local councils making their decisions, but it's a listed building and it's of national significance, and so we believe it should have been called in. We believe that there are enough elements in the situation around Jessop's that need to be reviewed. There seems to be certain... Well, I can't talk about every aspect of it, but the case is complex enough for a third party to review it. Unfortunately, if it's not Eric Pickles, it might have to be the courts.
Clem, thanks very much indeed. That's Clem Cecil there from Save Britain's Heritage.